today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salaamu Alaikum and welcome on another Eid. We are with you with today's special. Yes, today is really special because today is the birthday anniversary of a great man. The birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
On Wednesday, we are here, 4th of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer our congratulations on this great Eid, and we learn about the birth and early life of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam.
أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد
Abbas was the first child of Ummul Banin with his birth. Medina shone and the whole world glittered. The father, as he perceived that this baby would be one of the heroes of Islam and would be frowning in the faces of evils and the wrongdoers, said, I name him Al-Abbas, the frowning. The nickname him Abul Fadl, father of virtue. It is narrated that once Imam Ali, peace be upon him, seated his baby Al-Abbas on his knees, lifted his hands, baby's hands, kissed them and wept. Watching the situation, the mother was astonished. Hence, Imam Ali foretold her about the future of her baby and what would happen to his hands. She, as well as the others, wept heavily. After that, the Imam told her about her baby's great position with Allah, and this relieved her. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him.
Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas has many virtues and qualities. But in one hadith, Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam highlights possibly his most important virtue. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, Rahimallah amman al-Abbas. May Allah have mercy on our uncle Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. And then he mentions his most shining virtue, his outstanding virtue. What's that virtue? Kana ammun al-Abbas alayhi salam nafidhal basira. Imam Sadiq describes Abbas as having nafidh al-basira. What does that mean? Basira is an Arabic word that's very similar to basar. What's the difference between basar and basira? They come from the same root word. Basar means physical vision. When you're able to see with your eyes, that's basar, vision. But then we have another type of vision, the internal vision. When you have that inner light and insight that allows you to see the reality of things, what do we call that? Basira. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas had a profound, sharp internal vision, inner vision. And that's an amazing virtue that he had. So what does this power of basira, this inner vision, what does it enable you to do? It allows you to see the reality of things, my dear brothers and sisters. Most of us people in this world, we just see the outside surface. We really don't see the reality of things. And Allah says that in the Holy Quran. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Most people, they just see the outside. They don't really see the core and the essence of everything around them.
The brother of Imam al-Hussein. The devotion of Abbas to Hussein was not just on the physical level, it was also based on the spiritual level. This is reflected in his statement to Shimr. Shimr, one of the commanders of Yazidi forces, was related to Abbas through his mother. Shimr had come to Karbala with an aman, assurance of protection or amnesty. When Shimr presented that amnesty to Abbas, Abbas responded by saying, "May Allah curse you and your amnesty. You give assurance of protection to us, but the son of the Prophet's daughter has no amnesty." Abbas ibn Ali's message to us is quite clear. We have to strengthen the ties of brotherhood with fellow Muslims, irrespective of their race, color, language, and geographical location. We should be able to feel the pain of one another.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
In the words of the Imam, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, said, "May Allah have mercy upon my uncle Al-Abbas. He surely made sacrifice and did a great fight until his hands were cut, and he sacrificed himself for his brother. Allah gave him two wings like his uncle Jafar Tayyar to fly in the paradise together with angels. Indeed, Al-Abbas has a position before the Almighty Allah that all the martyrs would wish to reach on the Day of Judgment." Imam Sajjad had described Abbas as, "He had an impressive insight, great intelligence, strong faith. He made jihad in the company of Imam al-Hussein, sacrificed martyrdom in the way of his imam, submission before the successor of the Prophet, approving the imam of his time, loyalty, striving until the last resorts." Imam al-Mahdi said, "Peace be with Abu al-Fadl Abbas, son of the commander of the believers, Ali, peace be upon him, who sacrificed his soul for his brother, used this world as a means for the hereafter, and was sacrificed for his brother. He was a guardian who tries hard to bring water to the thirsty of the camp, and his both hands were cut in jihad on the way of Allah."
Basira is that power that allows you to see the reality of things, not to be deceived by the outside. And basira, my dear brothers and sisters, allows you to think as free human beings. Most of us don't think as free human beings. Most of us were influenced by public opinion, by how my society thinks, how my family thinks, how my friends think. Most of us go through the struggle. A lot of brothers tell me, "Sayyid, you know, when I try to change my negative habits, let's say if I have not the best lifestyle, I'm trying to become religious, I want to be a more responsible father, husband, friend, son, my friends sometimes will discredit me. They'll tell me, you want that boring lifestyle? Come, let's continue our habits. Let's have fun with one another. Let's be free. Let's do what we enjoy." And oftentimes I'm impacted by that. I can't think for myself. I'm influenced by my friends and my surroundings and my society. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam teaches us to have basira by thinking independently. Everything that you do, my dear brothers and sisters, question it. Why am I doing this? Why am I really doing this? That's a very important question. Don't give in to pressure. Because most people, they give in to pressure. How many of you are familiar with Milgram's experiment? Have you read about this experiment? Basically, this psychologist, researcher, he wanted to see how people give in to others when they give them instructions. How do they give in to authority? So he brings a group of people to his lab, just random people, and he tells them, "I want to do an experiment. We're going to ask this person in the room questions. We'll put him to a test. If he gives the wrong answer, there's a button that you have to press. It's going to administer an electric shock to that person. We'll start with, let's say, 300 volts. And we'll shock them with that. Or maybe less than that. Some amount of voltage." So they're like, "Okay, if this scientist is telling me, press that button, it's going to hurt that person, but I'll do it." Everyone who was called to that experiment, when they started with that lower voltage, they pressed the button. Everyone. No one said, "Excuse me, sir, what are you doing? On what basis are you harming that poor innocent guy in the room?" No one challenged. See, people are not free thinkers. We think we are. When Allah puts us to the test, do we think freely or no? 65% of those participants, they went to the final voltage, the highest voltage, 450 volts, which is fatal, which it supposedly should have killed that person. But because the scientist said do it, I do it anyways. Now, by the way, this was an act. That person in the room wasn't really being electrocuted. He acted as if he was being electrocuted. But the point was to test those people. How far are you willing to go? And that's life, my dear brothers and sisters. Most of us, we do things, we really don't know why we're doing them. We don't challenge why we do them. Are we really free thinkers or not?
Congratulations to all Muslims, especially Shia Muslims all around the world, on the birthday anniversary of the great brother, Hazrat Abbas. Thank you and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. La fata illa Ali, Ali Imami, Ali Imami, Ali Imami.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي